I was in Canada. They have this class called ESL because I went to Canada like when I was six, so it's like around summer one. And so I have no idea what's English, okay? In Hong Kong, you don't teach English that much in kindergarten or stuff. So then I wasn't very good at English, so I went to ESL classes and I basically just skipped all the official English classes. And then in that class, I remember I didn't know what was happening, actually, most of the time. They just kept on teaching me all this present tense and past tense and stuff, and I think I understand them when they taught me, like, at that point, but when they give me the exercise, I have no idea what to write on. And then they just kept on giving me this exercise, and I remember, like, up to primary six, I still don't know, like, anything about tenses. I just kind of... I speak English using the feeling. I listen and then I just say it out. And I don't know anything about grammar, so my grammar sucks a lot. And then when I went back to Hong Kong, it was really weird because I always thought that, like, during my whole primary school life, I thought my English was very bad. And then when I came back to Hong Kong for second year one, I don't know why people said my English was very good. And that actually surprised me a lot. And then in primary one, that I guess I'm more mature. I actually understand that there is such thing as present tense and past tense. And then so I started learning all those tenses and grammars actually from secondary one. And then I think that is the part where I actually like English. Because to me, like, let's say before secondary school, it's just a language for speaking. Like, I don't write.
Right.
Or
it's like a prequel.
Yeah, it's prequel. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, you know?
Think of all these grammars and these rules and stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's like in secondary school when you finally learn about grammar. And I think that's the most memorable part. And I actually enjoy how you see how the words change, like say a verb into a noun, how the words change and these kind of stuff. And how the phonics, is that
right,
how you pronounce the word. Because before is, I don't know anything about phonics, I just, I remember how you pronounce the word, then I just pronounce it. I didn't know how, like, you pronounce, like, TH is the, those kind of stuff. And you learn it in secondary school. And that's when I think English is actually interesting, and it's, they have a better overview of this whole language. Yeah, and I think that's the most memorable part. And the second question is, most memorable English reading experience? I think it's also when I was in primary three, I guess. As I said before, I wasn't very good at English, so I don't read a lot. I don't know most of the words. So I went to the library and then I got this book, and it's like what everyone reads. I think it's called Geronimo Stilton. I read it like in primary three, and I think it's a bit late for my age. I think people read it in like grade two, but anyway, because I wasn't very good, so I read it in grade three. And when I think it was a very interesting book because the fonts are in cartoon.
It looks fun to look at.
Yeah, it's fun. It's more interesting, and it uses a lot of adjectives in the book, so you actually learn a lot of vocabularies. And they have, let's say, pictures. And so sometimes you don't actually need to understand that word, but you can get what's going on. So it's better for me as a beginner. And then I think it's memorable because it's when I first finished that book. Like, when I wrote book reports before, I don't actually read the whole book. you just kind of read the beginning and the end and then the summary.
And then
you just write the book report.
Just kind of wing it, right?
Yeah, because I don't like reading. But then I think that was actually the first English book that I actually completed. And then you feel like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
And then you feel I did something, and then it's kind of thick. At that time, it's kind of thick.
And 100 then, pages or...?
Yeah. I don't think it's even 100 pages, but I was very young. I think it was very satisfying. It's like, reading is fun, and then I started reading a lot more, and then maybe like thicker books. And then since then, I think reading is a fun thing to do. It's a way to learn, I guess, to enjoy the language more. But I still don't really like reading. I prefer watching show like dramas better. I think as my English learning, I think watching dramas or TV shows is a better way for me to learn.
Cool. Well, that's quite a story here. It's a little, I don't know. Like, what English drama do you watch?
Drama?
Mentalist.
The Mentalist? House?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then recently, Once Upon a Time. And, S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, you watch that as well.
Yeah, I watch that. I watch a lot. And then a lot, like, Lie to Me, White Collar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chuck. I don't know, well, I can't remember. I watch a lot. It's just, like, a little bit of what I watch.
Cool. So I also want to know, like, is reading, like, hard for you when you were small? Or, like, does it get easier when you kind of mature in the years?
I think it's difficult in the beginning.
Right.
But because I don't, like, when I was young, it's, most of the books that I read is for my own interest.
Right.
Like, I don't really need to understand it, like, 100%.
Right.
So I just take it as, like, a recreational activity.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if I don't understand. So it's actually for fun.
Right.
I enjoy it.
Right.
But I'd say I probably understand, like, 70% only. And 30% I just skip it and skim through it. But, like, I think as I read more books and then you accumulate the vocabularies, I think it's easier to read books.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be able to read books in different categories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before it's only, like, a storybook.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you, as you grow up and then you learn more vocabularies and you can contact different fields of knowledge, you can realize, like, the textbooks, magazine, or newspapers, then I think it increases what you can get in touch with. Yeah.
So yeah, you know, because I know many people in Hong Kong, like, they struggle with this problem is that, like, English is a really tough thing for them because they think, like, oh, I have to get passive exams, so I have to do this. So, like, because you're going to learn English from, like, the natural way. So, what would you say to them if they're just, like, still stuck in this kind of mindset of, you know, hating, you know?
For me is, okay, because I teach, like, I'm tutoring people, and I teach them English.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Like, I teach, I think, primary school,
mm-hmm.
or, like, primary 5 or 6.
Right.
And then, what I tell them is, I tell them to watch more TV,
mm-hmm.
English TV shows,
right.
because I think it's better that way, is because you can hear the words,
right.
and a lot of them have Chinese subtitles.
Yeah.
So even if you don't know the words,
right.
you can just instantly look at the subtitles and you would know the meaning.
Yeah.
And dramas are, like, faster than
mm-hmm.
books. It goes
mm-hmm.
faster than books.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not good at English, I'd say they wouldn't spend half an hour just reading 2 to 3 pages. They won't even have the interest to do so.
Right.
So I would recommend them to just watch a TV show,
right.
and they can at least know the sound of the words, how the sentences are like, because that's how I learned them in the first place. And that's what I would recommend to my students. But, like, I tutored a Form 5
right.
before, or Form 6,
right.
at English for DSE, and I didn't recommend them this because I think it's a bit too late for them
right.
to start from watching TV. So I would just tell them to read newspaper instead, because at least it will help them for the, let's say, liberal studies
right.
or English writing and reading because of those social issues.
Right.
So I think that if you need, like, fast methods, then I would say read the newspaper.
Right.
But if you say you're starting from young, like, the primary
right.
school, then I think it's good enough to just watch TV or cartoons even
okay.
to learn
okay.
English.